All right, so for people that haven't played this game before, give me the rundown.
So, Steam game, $20 on Steam. It's a multiplayer, asymmetrical. Four survivors are trying to escape a weird nightmare world, and one other player is playing a killer who's trying to run them down, hit them over the head, put them on meat hooks, let them bleed out and be sacrificed to whatever malevolent entity is recreating this nightmare world over and over again.
Awesome. And also, I think that we should explain, like, the survivors play in third person, a killer plays in first person.
Exactly.
Plenty of different ways to play.
So essentially, we build two completely different games.
Yeah.
The survivors, they can never attack. They can never really go on the offensive. They have tools at their disposal that allow them to be efficient and maybe sometimes,
yeah,
like the flashlight can stun the killer for a little moment. But really, they are trying to fix generators, unlock the doors, and get the hell out of there. The killer is in first person, and it's got a very narrow field of vision, which makes it very focused, tunnel vision. He's just trying to find them and hit them with his melee weapon. All the killers that we have in the game right now have extremely different playstyles and powers associated with them, and the new one is doing the same thing.
So how did you guys get Michael Myers for this game? How did that happen?
We asked nicely.
That's one way.
Yeah. Essentially, I mean, the story is that we knew that our game was very much influenced by our own youth, our experience with classic horror movies. And we were really trying to create the whole game around the chase, the anticipation of what's happening, the stress, the build-up, all these things, which is very present in the older slasher movies. And so when we started, we thought about a few licenses and a few iconic, legendary killers that we would like, movie villains. But first, we wanted to make sure that we established our own fiction, our own characters, our own story, which I think we've done to a significant effect right now. People know who the trapper is. People know who the nurse and the hillbilly are. So now that we felt we were in a good place, we looked around, and to us, the Halloween franchise, that movie is one of the most iconic movies for the horror genre. It's Michael Myers. He's evil incarnate. And so we decided that, we talked to some license holders, and we ended up being able to find a way to create the Dead by Daylight version of Michael Myers. Because obviously, it's not just a matter of you know, nailing down that license. It's a matter of finding how Michael Myers would be in Dead by Daylight, by respecting and honoring the tradition that was established by that movie franchise, but also by respecting our game mechanics and making sure that playing Michael is an amazing experience. We also have, not to forget, Laurie Strode as a survivor coming. She's the ultimate last girl. She's the one that makes it to the end.
Yep.
So that's her perks will represent that about her. In the game, when you play as a survivor and people start dying, you feel it. It becomes exponentially difficult to win. Laurie's going to have a little less of a problem with that.
So to go back to the whole Michael Myers thing, how do you get him to work in this game? What did you have to do to make him, one, stand out, and then, two, to make him work within the game?
Yeah, well, whenever we come up with a new killer, we did that with the nurse, I think, rather successfully. We wanted to essentially break the game, force people to find new strategies, find new ways to play the game. So the nurse teleports through walls. Already it broke everything and people had to find a new way to play the game.
Yeah.
Michael is the same thing. All the killers that we have in the game right now, when they spot a survivor, they go for the chase immediately and they jump on you and they murder you. Michael starts the game much more sneaky and not as powerful necessarily, because Michael is all about stalking. He will find you and then he will watch you and he will look at you and glare and stare, and that's how he builds up his power until he becomes that evil incarnate, that unstoppable force that's going to be more formidable than anything else we've had in the game, which creates some of the creepiest moments we've ever had. Just playtesting internally, we were there as a survivor, you're fixing a generator, you turn around, you look, and you see on the hill Michael is there and he's just watching you, and he's not coming for you, but he's seen you. And these are moments that make the goosebumps and the heart rate goes up, and that's why we made this game.
I have to ask. I mean, the game has done fantastic on Steam. Are there any hopes? Are there any options eventually to get this on Xbox One and a PlayStation 4?
Absolutely. I mean, we always considered it. Obviously, the PC was our focus. But with the success, as you said, that it has, it makes perfect sense to port it. Behavior as a company has a long story of doing upports and downports and all these, you know, jumping into engines and using different things. So for us, it's something that we can do internally quite well. It makes sense. It's something we're looking at actively right now.
Okay. Bottom line, why should someone play this game if they haven't yet?
Well, first of all, you've probably watched people play it, so you should try to get your hands on it. It's a unique take on the thing. It's hide and seek at its purest form. It's two games, so one of them is going to be for you, most likely. It's super intense, and it's probably the most fun you can have right now.